SiriusXM Sports presents At the Races with Steve Bick. Horse racing, handicapping, interviews. This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
A very good Tuesday, race fans. Sirius 219, XM 201, Sports Zone 964. If you're listening to Sirius XM online and at our website too, stevebick.com. Not so pleasant here in upstate New York. You can really feel that transition into the fall. All right, so be it. Can't stop it. Coming back from yesterday, I'm gonna almost feel like a continuation of yesterday, and you may have sensed if you were just listening to the replay that there was more to that Bob Baffert conversation. There was. We stacked up a little bit yesterday as the morning went on and got to Baffert a little bit late, so. You know, sometimes he senses the top of the hour. Yesterday he didn't, and he kept talking. So I wasn't gonna turn off the switch. Sirius does at noon, but we went another I don't know 6-8 minutes, and you'll hear that after the first break. In fact, what we'll do is we'll just play the whole conversation so that you can hear what else went on, because I couldn't help but bring up a few. Of the other major Baffert horses heading into this coming weekend, Santa Anita, as well as into Breeders' Cup, and some he actually surprised me with some of the responses that you know, some horses that are going to train up to Breeders' Cup, others that are going to run this weekend coming up. With Santa Anita kicking off on Friday. And in addition, as you heard with Johnny D, kicking off on Friday. So we'll start looking at the PPs, and we'll figure out what the sequence will be of the first rebirth of the Stronach group, the TSG5. I cannot help myself. And for me, it's the Magna 5. It'll always be the Magna 5. Johnny and I were talking I've got to call it what the real name is, what the name for this era is, as opposed to the Magna 5. I said, how about the Magna 5 presented by the Stronach group? We had lots of fun, and Johnny went back into the annals, and I'm going to do the same thing, because there were a couple of very notable moments and sequences in the Magna 5 over the course of its existence. And of course, during that same era, during the Magna 5, there was also the birth, the very brief existence of the 60 Minute 6, which was a Sal Sinatra production that was brilliant. It was just a great idea, and it put a pick six into 1 hour, utilizing the Northeast's racetracks. I think it always started at Delaware, or we started at Philly, Delaware, Monmouth, and Naira, and it was six races in 60 to 75 minutes. And it was the same kind of a concept, the multi-race, multi-track idea. And going back, for those of you that remember the Sitco 6 at ESPN, everybody loves multi-race, multi-track wagers, so I do too. I mean, they're infectious. They're irresistible. the cross country pick fours that Naira is doing, tied into the television broadcasts. So we'll be starting to look toward Friday, and it's going to be a great way to slip into the weekend. And this is a huge weekend. And you know what? It'll benefit. I bet you it benefits, particularly Santa Anita, you know, for those that will be looking forward to the big opening weekend in general, and Saturday and the stakes. Going to be so important as we move closer to Breeders' Cup. The opportunity to watch the racing and bet on Friday very well may benefit you into Saturday, instead of waiting for Saturday. So we'll have that going for us, which is nice. The American Pharoah, of course, the two-year-olds, and there's American Pharoah stallion pricing news today is fold in with that Justify story I brought up with Baffert. They should cut out his portion of that conversation and use it as a commercial. American Pharoah, the Awesome Again, the Chandelier for the two-year-old fillies, and the Rodeo Drive, as well as the Unzip Me Down the Hill. So Saturday's BC action, all four of those, everything except for the Unzip Me, is a win and you're in Breeders' Cup Challenge race sequence. They'll come back on Sunday with the John Henry as well. That isn't a win and you're in for the turf. And the Zenyatta is for the fillies and mares. And Abel Tasman there. So, big weekend, of course, coming up. And Belmont, too. Discuss that today with Andy. Andy Serling will join us at 10 today. And we'll check in with Dick Powell as well. Speaking of Dick and Presque Isle, last week, of course, the Masters, last Monday. Haven't had a chance yet to discuss Hot Shot Anna with you, Robertson. Looking forward to that. It's funny. I over the years, I know Mac Robertson's been with us. I don't recall that you've ever been on the show. And of course, we will get the opportunity to to ask about Samilla Sense of Snow, which we had a fun time laughing about with Marcus Hirsch a couple of weeks ago. Well, I mentioned that American Pharoah, the renamed front runner for the two-year-old boys at Santa Anita. There was the announcement yesterday that beside Justify's stud fee, $150,000, they also noted that American Pharoah, this is coming, of course, from Ashford, $110,000 for American Pharoah. And they also discussed Motown and Mendelssohn, who will also be on the Ashford roster in 2019. That has a pending, a quote-unquote pending retirement for Mendelssohn. That's not written in stone, but two scat daddies coming together and then Motown, too. The Uncle Mo, $12,500 for him. We'll discuss a lot of this with Sid tomorrow. Sid Fernando, Sire Watch Pedigree Focus, brought to you Hill and Dale, which gets us around to the Hill and Dale news from yesterday. The somewhat, I won't say expected, but the not entirely shocking retirement news from Good Magic. And, just last week, the news that he was going to have to take some time off. And then on those heels comes this retirement announcement. He will go to Hill and Dale and stand with his sire, with Curlin, and $30,000 for Good Magic. And, the I hear the frustrations. I hear the, see the comments. I don't know why it needs to be explained over and over again how it's vital for operations, no matter how wealthy and no matter what you perceive out there as the financial wherewithal of owners, the need to take money off the table is imperative. And it, would it be nice to have every single good three-year-old go on and run at four or five? Sure, that'd be swell. But you may just have to satisfy yourself with the McKinseys of the world and the Arrogates and the West Coasts when it comes to three-year-olds becoming four-year-olds. But nobody should be begrudging Bob Edwards and Barbara Banky for being in this position and sending a horse to a stallion career. It's not news. It's not a recent phenomena at all. But whenever any prominent classic trail campaigner retires, there's this uproar that just doesn't make any sense. So, Good Magic, who of course famously breaks his maiden in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile last year, came back and won the Bluegrass on his way to the Triple Crown season. His efforts in the Derby and Preakness were just as noble and as courageous as you would possibly want. The Preakness effort, where he and Jose Ortiz attacked Justify and went at him all the way around, and only relented in the final yards. In a lot of ways, that'll be the effort. The Juvenile, of course, but it's always I always like to focus on an effort that ends up underappreciated. Off the board in the Preakness, and in many ways his most courageous effort. Came back and, of course, prepped to get ready for the Haskell and wins there easily. And basically the Travers obviously a disappointment, but Not such a bad career. The Juvenile champion and Bluegrass winner, Haskell winner, and every seems to have all the qualities to make a fine stallion. And I'll have Sid. We've discussed it before, but I'll have Sid tomorrow talk about having options. $30,000 option, son of Curlin versus the expensive Curlin himself. Back after this, we'll lead you into Bob Baffert's conversation from yesterday and a lot more back after a break.
Enjoy Daily Racing Form's best value with a multi-track PP pack. Get five full-card PPs featuring the day's best racing for only $6. Each DRF multi-track PP pack features full-card DRF pass performances for the top tracks you want to play. Handicapping articles and analysis, closer looks for key tracks, and selections by DRF handicappers. Daily packs and longer plans for all budgets are available. Download full-card PPs for five of today's top tracks. Visit DRF.com/multi-track today.
Pennsylvania's breeding program is truly the most lucrative in North America. Now, we'll pay a 50% breeder award for PA-sired, PA-bred maidens who run first, second, or third, with 25% for non-PA-sired, PA-breds. Last year, the number of mares bred rose by 15% in Pennsylvania. And unlike some other states, our Racehorse Development Fund can only be used to support Pennsylvania breeding and racing. This is Brian Sanfratello. Please visit us at PABred.com.
Your barn is successful. Your program is tried and true. However, there are a few horses that aren't responding in the way you want.
And grant process provide donors with confidence that their contributions are allocated in the most effective manner. TAA accreditation is only awarded after a complete review of an organization. Aftercare cannot be an afterthought for the industry. To learn more or support the TAA's mission, visit thoroughbredaftercare.org.
Pennsylvania's breeding program is truly the most lucrative in North America. Now, we'll pay a 50% breeder award for PA-sired, PA-bred maidens who run first, second, or third, with 25% for non-PA-sired, PA-breds. Last year, the number of mares bred rose by 15% in Pennsylvania. And unlike some other states, our Racehorse Development Fund can only be used to support Pennsylvania breeding and racing. This is Brian Sanfratello. Please visit us at PABred.com.
Learn the business of horses in the world's only accredited equine business program, the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. The University of Louisville has a legacy of excellence for more than 25 years of equine business education. Classes are taught by industry experts in state-of-the-art facilities located in the heartland of America's equine industry. The University of Louisville Equine Business Program. When it comes to horses, we mean business. For more information, visit business.louisville.edu/equine.
Breaking down the biggest stories in the world of horse racing, this is At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Just give you the sort of the intro into yesterday's conversation with Bob Baffert that ended up kind of going into overtime. It's like the HBO shows that you can then switch over to the internet. Those of you that were listening online, you were able to hear Baffert all the way through, but I didn't want to just abruptly with him yesterday just pull up and call it. Call it on account of darkness. The opportunity to ask him about a few of the other players, the 2 year olds and others. So we'll do. We'll hear it from the start rather than try to pick it up from what you, if you were listening earlier. We'll listen to the whole. I think it's about 12 minutes in its entirety. So we'll take this through the bottom of the hour and. Expecting that we're going to talk to Hugh Robertson after the bottom of the hour break. So stay right here and let's listen to Bob Baffert from yesterday. Bob Baffert joins us. Bob did not make it to Philadelphia this weekend, but he certainly sent a viable candidate in McKenzie, a preparation job, spectacular and ready, and becomes the third Pennsylvania Derby winner for Bob Baffert in the last 5 years. Bob, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It was quite a race.
You were confident from what I heard, the word had come that you thought that he was absolutely where he needed to be, and then he ran to it.
Well, I had plenty of time to really prep him for it, and not like collected. I was disappointed in him. I really didn't get a chance to really. I got him a little bit late in the late there at Del Mar, but McKenzie. I mean, you know, he always to me. I always thought he was, you know, he was my best 3-year-old until Justified showed up, and you know what kind of horse he was. But I think McKenzie just, you know, he picked up where he left off, and it was good to see that. The ownership group in the winner's circle, because, you know, there's nothing worse than making the calls and telling them that their Derby horse is not going to make it. It was pretty tough pill to swallow.
Well, and you are able, though, with this win to salvage not that he had to have another grade one, but I mean, it's a grade one. It's a $1 million race. It's the last opportunity for 3-year-old exclusive company in terms of grade ones. And anything that, you know, you discussed with Mike Smith that was going to be part of this, you've won, you know, two other Pennsylvania Derbies in recent years, so you know what kind of a track it is. What was the approach?
I really didn't say anything to Mike. I just told him he was ready, and I told him I collected. He wasn't proud. You know, he was vulnerable. I was hoping the race was going to come up soft. You think for 150, I'd get like a soft spot, but there's no soft spots anywhere.
There's no soft spots. Well, where does this leave you now with McKenzie at this time? Knowing what the options are ahead, a 107 buyer, Bob. So in terms of him shouldering, you know, right up against the division leaders, he fits right away.
Yeah, I think, we got him back. He got back, you know, he looks good after the race. He got back. He didn't get back here till 2 in the morning. So we'll give him a little bit of a easy week this week. And we'll just, I'll let the horse sort of dictate, you know, whether do you run him back in the Breeders' Cup Classic, wait for the Clark, and then we're going to run him next year. So it was just nice to get this race out of the way there to, you know, get him back on the beam. And you know, he did, you know, he needed a race, but he was ready. He was ready for that. So I'm just proud of all my team that worked for me, that it was involved. Joe Talamo really had a lot to do with it. He's the one who's been working for me, really got him cranked up for me. So, you know, that's one thing about it. I've got a great team that helps me. I can't do it by myself, but it's nice when it works out. And, you know, it was a challenge, but, you know, if you can get away with it if you have a good horse, you can bring them off a long way off. I mean, it's, you know, I've done it so many times before, and so that wasn't really worrying me about the layoff.
Well, we'll wait for the work and the follow-up and the decision leading toward Breeders' Cup. In the meantime, to hit on just a couple of other notes, collected, do you try to run them again to get him in a spot or not?
I was hoping, he just didn't really... Just didn't get away from there. Poor Mike Smith. Every time he's rode him, he just hasn't run well for him, and he got to feeling bad. I go, man, maybe, you know, he's not running for me or something. But he just didn't leave there. So I don't know. I might have to put some blinkers on him or something. He was like probably 75%. I thought maybe he could. His class would get him there, but he just was never in the race. He just was never involved at all. So he just flattened out. But I could tell he was in trouble down the backside. I thought, oh boy, this might not have been a good move. But he's such a good horse too. But we'll figure something out with him.
He'll regroup. Not worried about that. Of course, the news last week: Roadster going to be sidelined a little bit. But you still seem set moving toward the American Pharoah with Game Winner.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, the Roadster, he's going to get like little 45 days off, but he'll be fine. And Game Winner, you know, he's been training well since he came back up here. So, you know, he's the starting pitcher right now, so he goes in American Pharoah.
Tail of the Union, too?
No, I'm not. I'm going to wait on him.
All right. How about the Philly side?
Philly side, we're going to run Mother and Derlew. They're going to run this week in the Chandelier.
Excellent.
That's the plans right now, unless I change my mind. But, you know, everybody's nominated everywhere. So it just...
Sure. West Coast and Dream Tree?
Dream Tree, she won't run to the Breeders' Cup. And
okay.
West Coast, we're cranking him up. I'm trying to get him cranked up. So I still haven't decided what I'm going to do with him yet.
And Marley's Freedom?
Marley's Freedom, she'll either run here or I might just wait for the Breeders' Cup. I'm just letting her
train
tell
her
me
up.
What she needs to do, so...
All right. Well, we will trust your judgment.
Hey, I just go by what the horses tell me. You know, we're at Santa Anita now, and I just, you know, sometimes if I could, you know, like it's good to sneak one in so you don't have to train as hard, because the track, it gets real deep. Like it was, the track gets deeper and deeper here. So a lot of horses, you can sort of wear them out. You know, train on it. Doing too much, so sometimes better just to have a race. But I'm just playing it by ear.
Well, and Abel Tasman, of course, training toward the distaff as well. Bob, congratulations to you and the Watson Whiteman Pegram team, and Mike Smith, the Pennsylvania
Abel,
Derby.
Abel's going to run this week.
Okay, she does run. All right, I wasn't sure if I didn't realize that. All right. Well, then I'll probably, the good chance I'll talk
unless
to you Monday.
Unless you think I shouldn't.
Should I wait? Like I said, no, I'll trust your judgment if you think another one.
I know it.
Great
you know,
job.
They're all doing well, and I'm, like I said, the Breeders' Cup, I'll get them lined out, and we got Dapster and Opportunity going for the marathon.
So that's nice.
There's two there, so and hopefully we'll get there. We want to get there with live. You know, I wish it was here because I have more of them. I like when I lead them out and lead them up 100 yards to go to the paddock. You know, I like that better.
Well, you do okay. You seem to do okay at Churchill too.
I only won one race or two races there at this meet. It was tough. Churchill's become very tough, by the way. It's become really competitive. I used to be able to go in there with a lounge horse and win an easy lounge. It's not anymore. They got the better horses there, better, you know, good trainers. It's tough. It's a tough circuit now.
Well, they're all out there gunning, no doubt.
I was lucky to just squeeze out that Kentucky Derby. I'm telling you, it's tough.
You're unbelievable. And by the way, before I forget, because I didn't bring it up today yet, Justifies the $150,000 they announced over the weekend, $150,000 stud fee.
You know what? That is a bargain for that horse. As beautiful as he is and the way he's bred and as good as he is, it's an incredible horse. You know, he's just, what he did in 112 days is just, believe me, they're not going to have any problems with him. He will.
No. No,
that's a deal. That's a steal. I'm telling you, he is the most
and Bobby,
unbelievable horse I've ever trained.
Well, and before I go too, the sale. You were active, and this was some. Haven't done the full today on Monday. I didn't do a full recap yet of the last couple of days of the sale, but this was almost a record setter, fourth best ever, and they were competitive. Virtually every serious horse was, I mean, sought after.
You know what? There were some good horses. There's a lot of good horses that were selling. There was horses for everyone. The prices were like everybody wanted the same horse, and it's very competitive. I mean, I've never seen the price. It was crazy, but the economy is good. Everybody wants a good horse, and I really think that the Triple Crown. I think Pharoah got everybody. jacked up, and I think Justified Triple Crown winner got everybody, you know, excited, and that brings a lot of, and that's why I think we're seeing a lot of this. Everybody, you know, everybody wants to get a good horse and enjoy it,
yep.
And see people having fun, and that's, you know, a lot of fun when you have a good horse, a lot of fun, so everybody wants a good horse.
No doubt, and that was certainly reflected in the prices and the depth of, I mean, I made the point to people, Bob, as late as last Wednesday and Thursday, Ben Glass was still there in book four buying horses for $250 for the Wests. I mean, they, you know, when you're trying to compete with that, you know, for the smaller, you know, the smaller people, that says everything you need to know.
Well, that's good. Hopefully they'll get me a good one out of that bunch.
I'm gonna guess yes, that there will be.
Yeah, you know what? You never know where those good ones are going to come from. You just got to buy
right.
a lot of them and hope something happens, and you never know. So it's a great business, and I'm glad that, you know, it's helping, and those guys, they paid big stud fees, and they, you know, got a lot of money for their horses, and that keeps those fences white there in Kentucky. You gotta have that.
I love
that money coming in.
Well, they missed you at Philadelphia Park, but I will tell you that D-Wayne was holding court, so he stood in for you.
Yeah, he told me he called me he was there. He asked me, he says, your horse looks like he's ready. Is he ready? He says, yeah. He says, I was afraid you were going to say that. He was ready.
I love it.
All right, well,
Bob,
thanks for having me. And,
hey.
I'm just glad that, you know, like I said, I'm just fortunate to have these good horses, and I'm glad that McKenzie, his namesake, you know, the McKenzie
you bet.
Nation has come back to life, so it's good to see him, you know, I'm glad he didn't have to run against Justify, so that was great.
That part worked out all right, absolutely.
Yeah. All right,
Bob, good luck this weekend.
Thank you,
buddy.
Right.
We'll talk next week. Well, there you go, and a little Baffert Redux, a little extra for those that got cut off by Sirius. I don't know, that was about halfway in, I guess, right? About 6 minutes on, and then 6 minutes of bonus coverage online. That's funny about the Lucas line. Lucas was sitting right next to us, and I mentioned yesterday with Johnny. I mean, Johnny had. And all the years on the West Coast, and clearly, and you know, D-Wayne was there actually with his grandson and granddaughter, Jeff's kids, and Johnny really lauded Jeff to his kids, and he said without your dad, he wouldn't be this guy. And D-Wayne said, I won't argue that point. The respect for the late Jeff Lucas, widespread. Yeah. Well, it was, I'm glad we got that extra in, and given the assault that Baffert is going to mount come this weekend, good chance we'll hear some recapping with him next week. And before we head to the break, there was one other thing there that he had said that I had wanted to. Well, I can do it after the break too. Yeah. All right. Let's head to the break, and when we come back, we'll do a couple of pieces of news, and we've got some conversations coming up. Andy Serling, top of the hour, and Dick Powell later, and John White, hour three, and more. So, back after this.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Best value with a multi-track PP pack. Get 5 full card PPs featuring the day's best racing for only $6. Each DRF multi-track PP pack features full card DRF pass performances for the top tracks you want to play. Handicapping articles and analysis, closer looks for key tracks, and selections by DRF handicappers. Daily packs and longer plans for all budgets are available. Download full card PPs for 5 of today's top tracks. Visit DRF.com/multi-track today.
Pennsylvania's breeding program is truly the most lucrative in North America. Now, we'll pay a 50% breeder award for PA-sired, PA-bred maidens who run first, second, or third, with 25% for non-PA-sired, PA-breds. Last year, the number of mares bred rose by 15% in Pennsylvania. And unlike some other states, our Racehorse Development Fund can only be used to support Pennsylvania breeding and racing. This is Brian Sanfratello. Please visit us at PABred.com.
Your barn is successful. Your program is tried and true. However, there are a few horses that aren't responding in the way you'd like. Does this sound familiar? Well, let Biomedical Research Labs help change that. Our clinically proven products will help your equine athletes become their very best. I guarantee it. This is Joseph Vellante. To learn more, contact me at 215-501-6880 and visit brlscience.com.
Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through Horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the Horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-938-4643.
With 35 years at the forefront of sports technology, Stats provides next-generation sports content for basketball, baseball, football, soccer. And now, Stats is turning its sights to horse racing. RaceLens is the most in-depth product on the market. With innovative analytics powered by data from Equibase, it will change the way you follow horse racing. Stats RaceLens, bringing clarity to handicapping. Learn more at stats.com/RaceLens.
Destination unknown. Now, back to At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
I left my job, my boss, my car, and my home. I'm leaving for a destination I still don't know. Somewhere nobody must have duties at all. And if you like this, you can follow me. So let's go. Follow me.
We're back at the races, 20 minutes to the top of the hour. Andy Serling at that point. And speaking of Andy and Naira, there was the news we gave you end of last week that New York Gaming Commission was going to gather for their regular meeting and on Monday, and that was going to include the review and a vote on rules that would govern a jackpot option in New York, and they approved it, and now there's a 60-day comment period that horse players can weigh in. And as we said last week, there hadn't been, there's no set plan to do anything with a jackpot in New York immediately. Naira wanted at least to have rules in place, and they've done this before. And if you were following the comments, whether it was by Matt Hegarty last week, I mean, he laid out, and who else? Dave. I guess we brought it up with Dave too. And you know, the one that was approved that has kind of sat on the shelf was the swinger, the Omni bet. And, you know, we get to see the Omni, you know, during international, some international stands and some of the, you know, some, whether it's Dubai or Ascot or anything else. So that's the one, frankly, that I'd love to see instituted. And what the best part about the Omni or the swinger is that it's a great introductory bet that gets the public, that could get the public to help understand, much like the Grand Slam. It can be frustrating for new players that go to bet exactas and they get a horse that finishes second and third, first and third. You know, those are the swinger portions, not just first and second, but first and third and second and third. And as a gateway bet, it actually, I think, has real value, you know, to get into, so that people, you know, get a feel, and then with experience, they can graduate to, you know, straightforward exacta bets. And when Naira brought forward the Grand Slam, the whole idea was, here's a bet that could be an introduction to people to the complexity of multi-race, you know, of bigger multi-race wagers, the pick four, basically. And the pick four was, at the time, the pick four was really in its phase of taking hold. And I know that some people scoff at the Grand Slam, and it has its real fans. And in fact, there's been a fun thread at Derby Trail at my website. Our friend Tom, that has really kind of cultivated an approach to the Grand Slam, and, you know, picking sequences in the Grand Slam where there's potential for favorites to get beat in the races leading up, and or the favorite to get beat in the anchor leg, in the feature. And he's been displaying to people how to leverage it for big money, the $20, $40 Grand Slam bets that, you know, that have really returned, you know, big payouts. So we'll see what comes of this. And there's no way to know, but, you know, if Naira wants to go ahead and do this, as I said last week with Dave, it feels right now, especially with Santa Anita experimenting this meet with a Rainbow Six style, with them experimenting, Naira's pick six is the last $2, the last bastion of $2 pick sixes, you know, that has sizable pools. And as we saw last week, the 3-day carryover, which ended up being a complete, you know, enormous success last Wednesday, the 2 million bet in. So it feels like this is a particularly opportune time for Naira to, you know, stay away from a jackpot concept. I mean, I don't know, maybe over the winter. Is there a use for it? We'll see. We'll see what the thoughts are. So that was the little piece of news that I wanted to slip in. And while we were pulling up New York pieces, I did see and wanted to relay from yesterday afternoon, after, you know, there were a couple of things that happened after we got off the air yesterday, and I'll talk about the other one in a minute, but Fog of War has got a shin. And this is too bad. It came out of the summer up at Woodbine last week and was so impressive. And you know, the Saratoga debut, and you know, there's just a regally bred, of course, the Warfront out of the Galileo mare. And yesterday, Chad Brown saying that he's going to be forced to miss the juvenile turf. So Fog of War, look for him, you know, over the winter, obviously, and shins. In fact, we got to get the doctor all day too. We haven't had a chance to talk to Steve since midsummer, so we got to get back into the swing of horse health today. Brought to you by Luberson and Reborn, and that might be a good topic. It is 2-year-old time, of course. Shins are shins. They get them. Hugh Robertson will join us later in the show. Can't join us now. And he'll tell us about the decision making that is probably keeping Hotshot Anna from participating in the Breeders' Cup, and we'll talk about that with Hugh Robertson. And that's an interesting circumstance given Hotshot Anna, and particularly coming out of the Presque Isle Masters, where that has been such a font for the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint. So there's a piece of news. Let's take a break. We'll come right back and move toward the top of the hour with Andy Serling. Stay with us.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Mikey here, and I'm going to tell you about an offer from my good friends at ExpressBet. Let's be honest. We know you love playing the races, but you can't always make it to the track. Sometimes life just gets in the way of a good bet. Well, what if I told you about a place where you never miss a bet and you start with house money? You'd say I'm crazy, right? Well, not at ExpressBet. Your first $100 are on them. That's right. Sign up at ExpressBet.com using promo code XBRadio, bet $100, and they'll deposit $100 back into your account the very next day. Hey, plus you could get an extra $25 if you use ExpressFund Direct Deposit. You see what I mean? House money for betting the races. It's that easy. Check it out at ExpressBet.com to learn more. And don't forget to sign up for promo code XBRadio. You're going to love it. And that's a Mikey guarantee. Must be 18 years or older and 21 years old in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void or prohibited. National Gambling Support Line 800-522-4700.
Pennsylvania's breeding program is truly the most lucrative in North America. Now, we'll pay a 50% breeder award for PA-sired, PA-bred maidens who run first, second, or third, with 25% for non-PA-sired, PA-breds. Last year, the number of mares bred rose by 15% in Pennsylvania. And unlike some other states, our Racehorse Development Fund can only be used to support Pennsylvania breeding and racing. This is Brian Sanfratello. Please visit us at PABred.com.
Hi, this is retired race caller Tom Durkin. So, after this year's Derby, I stopped by Top Round Roast Beef on Shelbyville Road in St. Matthews. I got two sandwiches, one for back at the hotel and another for the trip back home to New York. The first one was so good, I had the other one right there. Certified Angus beef, roasted 5 hours, each one made to order. You can taste the difference. Top Round Roast Beef, Shelbyville Road, St. Matthews. Tell them Tom Durkin sent you. Oh, by the way, try the frozen custard too.
Hi, John Perotta here, inviting you to join me in the Dublin Racing Club, along with friends like Steve Bick and Tom Durkin. If you have an interest in Ireland and horse racing, it's the best way to be involved with both. So log on now to DublinRacingClub.com and come join us at one of Ireland's 26 racetracks.
The Dublin Racing Club is designed to introduce racing fans to the ownership experience by participating in the sport in Ireland. For more information on the Dublin Racing Club, log on to DublinRacingClub.com.
Yeah, love letter. Now, back to At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
I'm gonna ride what I want you to do to me.
We're back at the races about 10 minutes to the top of the hour. Andy Serling will join us. And we also are going to get a visit in with Pat Kelly. And they were supposed to have the golf tournament, and Pat is going to be honored. But I understand that without the golf, Pat is available, so we're going to get him. He, of course, won on Saturday. I've got to actually go through all those results because there was such a big weekend yet to cover at Laurel. And what, they have 10, I think 10, 11 stakes, including Pat winning with Fire Key. And it's funny, was sitting in Philly, and you know, they have all the TVs up, and so you're watching Belmont, you're watching Laurel, you're watching everything. And I looked up as they were getting ready to launch in the Sensible Lady, and a $25 winner later. Unbelievable. So we'll talk to Pat. This Fire Key, she's been just tremendous. And always happy when Pat does well. So we'll catch up with him. And as we mentioned, Hugh Robertson, who we had hoped to have had just now, we'll get to you later in the show after 11. And that is a piece of news that Hotshot Anna will bypass the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint. And I'm anxious to hear Robertson's thoughts, because she's hardly limited to the synthetic. It just, you know, just because she's had success, of course, she's run well on every surface. So I'm curious about the decision. I mean, yes, she advanced her game with the two wins at Presque and the win at Chicago in the handicap. I guess Robertson thinking that's just her, you know, her preferred and her best scenario, and that on the main track, which of course they'll contest the Filly and Mare Sprint, that it's just not the same for her. So we'll get those details and some Millisense of Snow conversation too. So there's a piece of news. And I mentioned between that vote that happened after we got off the air yesterday, and I will get the comment how to have your opinion known regarding the potential of a jackpot wager option in New York, and the Fog of War news. The other news, you know, Johnny and I, with our friend Will Schwartz, were all in the Eagle game on Sunday, and then Johnny and I yesterday talking about the Eagles. And literally as we were getting off the air yesterday, the news coming that Tommy McDonald had died. And just an absolute legend, not just an Eagle legend, but NFL and Oklahoma, at University of Oklahoma. He was part of those Bud Wilkinson teams that still have, I think it's still the Division I, right? Still the Division I record, 47 straight wins. And he was part of 31 of them, and is one of just, there's only a handful of players in college history that spent their entire collegiate career undefeated, never lost. It's unbelievable, and he was he was a special individual too. Had to wait 30 years to get into the Hall of Fame, when it was obvious to everyone that he was a Hall of Famer. Was literally the same size as I am. I mean, it's unbelievable. It was 5'9", 175. And it's just amazing. Had been a running back, but then they shifted him to flanker and became just a terror. And the last player in NFL in the NFL to play without a face mask, without even the bar. Eventually he went to the bar, the single bar, but was the last player to play without a face guard. Was famously resilient and remarkable. And of course, there's an odd, you know, between Chuck Bednarik dying and now Tommy McDonald. There's a certain not harmony, but you know, with the Eagles having won a Super Bowl now and ending a drought that went back to 1960, and McDonald instrumental in the championship game win over the Packers. There's a certain, you know, kind of chapter that seems to be, you know, closing. I know that the Eagle talk, some people might, you know, listen to Johnny and I, and we had Joe Pagliai on, and that was one of his closest friends. Those of you who know who Ray Didinger is, the great sports writer in Philly, wrote a play. He was a child when he started to get to know Tommy McDonald, and then, you know, had a lifelong friendship. I mean, it's a very sad. It was a sad afternoon and evening and morning in Philadelphia with Tommy McDonald passing. And my dad actually let me know. I got an email as we were getting off the air, and he said, you know, Tommy McDonald's died. And so I had to pay tribute. There you go. We'll take a timeout here, top of the hour, and have Andy Serling going to join us next. Pat Kelly, Hugh Robertson, Dick Powell, John White. Back after this.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Mikey here, and I'm going to tell you about an offer from my good friends at ExpressBet. Let's be honest. We know you love playing the races, but you can't always make it to the track. Sometimes life just gets in the way of a good bet. Well, what if I told you about a place where you never miss a bet and you start with house money? You'd say I'm crazy, right? Well, not at ExpressBet. Your first $100 are on them. That's right. Sign up with ExpressBet.com using promo code XBRadio, bet $100, and they'll deposit $100 back into your account the very next day. Hey, plus you could get an extra $25 if you use Express Fund Direct Deposit. You see what I mean? House money for betting the races. It's that easy. Check it out at ExpressBet.com to learn more. And don't forget to sign up for promo code XBRadio. You're gonna love it. And that's a Mikey guarantee. Must be 18 years or older and 21 years old in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void or prohibited. National Gambling Support Line, 800-522-4700.
Pennsylvania's breeding program is truly the most lucrative in North America. Now, we'll pay a 50% breeder award for PA-sired, PA-bred maidens who run first, second, or third, with 25% for non-PA-sired PA-breds. Last year, the number of mares bred rose by 15% in Pennsylvania. And unlike some other states, our Racehorse Development Fund can only be used to support Pennsylvania breeding and racing. This is Brian Sanfratello. Please visit us at PABred.com.
Hi, this is retired race caller Tom Durkin. So, after this year's Derby, I stopped by Top Round Roast Beef on Shelbyville Road in St. Matthews. I got two sandwiches, one for back at the hotel and another for the trip back home to New York. The first one was so good, I had the other one right there. Certified Angus beef, roasted 5 hours, each one made to order. You can taste the difference. Top Round Roast Beef, Shelbyville Road, St. Matthews. Tell them Tom Durkin sent you. Oh, by the way, try the frozen custard too.
Hi, John Parada here, inviting you to join me in the Dublin Racing Club, along with friends like Steve Bick and Tom Durkin. If you have an interest in Ireland and horse racing, it's the best way to be involved with both. So log on now to DublinRacingClub.com and come join us at one of Ireland's 26 racetracks.
The Dublin Racing Club is designed to introduce racing fans to the ownership experience by participating in the sport in Ireland. For more information on the Dublin Racing Club, log on to DublinRacingClub.com.